Today we'll be doing Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Asur lo lehisasik betzrachav olelich laderech ad sheyispal tefilas shmona esrei. One is not permitted to engage in his own business dealings or to go travel somewhere until he daven shmona esrei. The Ramah adds, v'yesh mekilin la'achar she'amru miktas brachos kodem she'amru baruch she'amar v'tov l'hachmir bazeh. The Ramah quotes that there are those who are mekil to allow you to go involve yourself in business or travel once you've said some of the brachos in the morning, some of the birchos ha'shachar, even before psukei dezimra. However, the Ramah suggests that we have to try to be machmir, that we should really wait till we finish Shmona Esrei. V'lo le'echol v'lo lishtos, you're also not allowed to eat or drink before you daven. Avo mayim mutter lishtos kodem tila, bein b'chol uvein b'shabbos v'yontov, but you can drink water before davening, both during the week and on Shabbos and Yontif. V'chein achle mumashkin l'refua mutter, and anything that you're eating or drinking for medicinal purposes is going to be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Yud Zayin tells us lehisasik, v'kodem or haboker shari la'asos malacha, before alos ha'shachar, before the crack of dawn, you can work. But you really should not engage yourself in anything until you recite Birchos HaShachar. It's clear that the Ilya Rabba means once you're within half an hour of Alos HaShachar. Bitzrachav, mi sheyesh lo avadim ivrim o misharsim shetzarach sheyesham shuhu. If a person owns slaves, he owns either an eved ivri or an amah ivriya. Yazire mi ba erev sheb kumami mitasam yirchatzu yedehem viyavarchu habrachos yikaru parsha rishona shel shema yacharkach yachol asos tzrachav. So since they have to be on call to work for the master, so he should warn them before they go to sleep the night before that when they get up they should wash their hands and they should recite brachos and they should say the first paragraph of shema. And this way they will be able to then go and work. This is all a chumrah. Even that they don't have to be makpidon. The same restrictions about what you're not allowed to do before shachris, once you get within the time frame for mincha and mariv also apply. You can't engage in any of these activities until you daven. Even if in the place where you're traveling to, you could daven with a minyan there, afal pi chein aser. You're still not allowed to travel or engage in business dealings in that other place until you daven. The halicha baderech havei keosek b'tzrachav, for traveling on the road, is the equivalent of engaging in business. Ach kol zeh shelo b'shas adchak. This is assuming that, you know, it's not a shas adchak, that there's nothing pressing going on. Afal b'shas adchak sheina shayara man tenis lo. Let's say there's a caravan, and it's the only caravan of the day that's traveling to the place that you need to go for business. So then, then you can travel on that caravan and daven on the road. And it sounds like even if it's already after Hanitzachama, even if it's going to be after sunrise, it would still be permissible to do this. One who violates this, meaning one who eats or drinks before davening, so Chazal quote the pasuk from Yeshayahu that says Hashem says you've thrown me behind your back. Once you've eaten and drink and drunk, and now you've made yourself arrogant, so now you're going to come and be makabel malchus shemayim. V'gam hismichu devrayim al pasuk lo sochlu al adam lo sochlu kodem shetispalu al dimchem. Right, the Chazal quote as a remez the pasuk that says lo sochlu al adam, which literally means that you're not allowed to eat blood of an animal. But Chazal understand from that pasuk that one is not permitted to eat until he davens for his blood. V'afilu ti'ima ba'al ma'aser. Therefore, even tasting something is going to be a problem before you daven. Mayim mutter. Drinking water is not considered to be arrogant because water is something which everyone needs to drink. That's assuming that you don't add any sugar to the water. But to drink beer or to drink some kind of a sugary drink for sure would be a problem. However, if you are a avid tea or coffee drinker where you really can't focus without your tea or coffee, then it's permissible because it allows you to focus during davening. This is all assuming that you don't add sugar or milk to your tea or coffee. However, many people are makel to allow you to drink tea and coffee with sugar.
Fiv be'esa shesia uvilti ze'in yochol lishtos ate.
say, ein zebichla gava. So many of the Rishonim and the Achronim suggest that that putting sugar into your tea or coffee is considered to be arrogant. But let's say you put a sugar cube in your mouth and then you drink the tea or coffee while the sugar cube's in your mouth, because otherwise it's not palatable to you. You can't drink the tea or coffee without sugar. So then the Radvaz and others say that that's not considered to be gaiva. Hayotze midvarin, what emerges from all of this, dibin esinas atzokar besochate olecho ma'at mini targima be'esa shesia kadesh shalo lishto sativa ha'kofi aliba rekana ein shum tzal lohokil bazakodem atfila im lomi sheyesh lo chalisha salev v'hutzarech zela refua. So to add sugar into your tea or coffee, or to actually eat something to so that this way you're not drinking tea or coffee on an empty stomach, so it actually goes down a little better, that you're not allowed to be make alone unless you're actually sick, unless you actually have some kind of a pain. However, even if you're going to do this, you're going to rely on this kula, you should still recite at least say Shema Yisrael first. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes that one should not, even if you're going to drink tea in the morning, you shouldn't do so in a public gathering. You shouldn't have a whole group of people over before Shacharis to drink tea. And also this could lead to another problem. The halakos of HaRashba v'huva b'veis Yosef, the lechach asher lo la'adam la'asok b'chafatz of kodem she'yispal. The Rashba says the reason why your person is not allowed to engage in his own personal dealings before he davens, k'deisha lo yafna libo l'shum davar ad she'yispal. So he shouldn't get distracted before davening. V'chein kasa b'sholchan arach sof sef beis, she'hu asher lehesakev b'dvar macherin klal ad she'yispal. You can't get caught up in other things until you daven. V'haregilin ba'asifas chaverim be'es she'siyas And if you have a whole gathering of people to drink tea, so then it's very possible that it could lead you to missing the Zman for Shema and for Shmon Esrei. Don't say that, oh, it's Shabbos and therefore I can't taste anything, I can't eat anything before I make Kiddush. No. The only time that Kiddush is going to be ma'akiv you from eating on Shabbos morning is once the time for Kiddush kicks in. V'hacha kevin shelo hispalel lo higia adayin zman Kiddush. You haven't davened yet, so the zman of Kiddush has not kicked in. V'achar tfilas musaf aser mishum Kiddush. After you daven musaf, so then you would not be allowed to drink tea or coffee until you made Kiddush. V'kodem musafai in simen reish pevav siv gimel, in terms of what to do before musaf. Let's say you have like a Kiddush club where you make a Kiddush, you know, in between Shacharis and musaf. So the Mishnah Berurah refers you to what he writes later on in Hilchos Shabbos. Mutter afilu achlin umashkin tovim deshayich b'hu gaiva, even food and drink that taste good, where you could argue that is a form of arrogance. Kevin sheino osem yishum gaiva elu refuah, since you're doing it only for medicinal purposes. Afal pi sheino chol agamer shar, even though you're not, you know, completely ill, you're just a little bit sick, that's permissible. And certainly, you can, before davening, you can drink different kinds of things that are considered to be medicinal in nature. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Dala tomorrow.